Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by OKEX. OKEX is one of the biggest and most trusted cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. Jumpstart your cryptocurrency journey with OKEX. It's simple and easy to get started. Everyone can register an account and start trading and investing in crypto within minutes. OKEX is helping Filipinos get on board in this once-in-a-lifetime income opportunity in cryptocurrency. Visit bit.ly/openokex to sign up for a free account today or just click the link in the episode description.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 82 of The 80%. Today, we have the Senior Marketing Manager of OKEX, Mr. Chris Tan, at magkukwentuhan kami tungkol sa cryptocurrencies. We'll discuss some intermediate concepts and more importantly, share some bold predictions on what lies in the future for crypto and how you can take advantage and make money from these opportunities. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Welcome, Chris, dito sa ating podcast. And of course, for our listeners, please introduce yourself, kindly state your name, and tell us what you do.
Yeah, okay. So thanks, Fitz, for inviting me here. And my name is Chris Tan. I'm a crypto enthusiast. I love cryptocurrency. And because of that, I'm currently associated with OKEX.com. It's one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. And I'm the head of their marketing for them.
So, crypto enthusiast. I also watched one of your interviews that you said that you're a crypto evangelist. So, what made you decide to be an evangelist or a believer in crypto?
So the way I look at it, when I first heard of Bitcoin, one of the things that got me curious about it is the technology behind it and what it can do. When I dug deep into this this world, I realized this is an absolute game changer. It will change the way we live our lives, the way we do business, the way finance is done. As we know it, is going to change completely. So it really blew my mind. And I was so drawn to this world. Now, it came to a point where I realized I was just talking about crypto. Every day of my life, I was talking about crypto, watching crypto. If you look at my YouTube history, it's all about cryptocurrency. If you look at my Google search, it's all cryptocurrency. So the algorithm is always feeding me cryptocurrency. And then siguro over the last 2020, when I got into it, I brought so many people into this world of cryptocurrency and went deep in the rabbit hole. So I guess that's why I call myself an evangelist, because I feel like I'm parang opening people's eyes to the possibilities out there and what the reality is of the old system, especially in finance and banking, and this new system that's like much improved, better version of what we know today.
I agree with you. When I also started learning about cryptocurrencies and reading and watching videos about Bitcoin, Ethereum, social media, and online has that algorithm, and they will feed you more information about it. That's why it's really easy for people to learn about anything today, including crypto. When I first heard about Bitcoin back in 2014, 2015, there's really not much information about it. A lot of my colleagues in the financial industry were really skeptical about it. Mm-hmm. But through the years, it has gained more and more acceptance. And it's no longer an alien concept. If you really want to learn about it, there's already a lot of resources that you can get information, get credible information. And I'm hoping that includes my podcast, because that's what we're going to talk about today. Of course, you're working for OKEX. Can you tell more about the company?
Sure. So OKEX.com is a cryptocurrency exchange, much like the other international exchanges that you are aware of. I'm very proud to say, actually, that when I researched on OKEX, well, before I joined them, I actually did some research. I found out that they're one of the top five biggest cryptocurrency exchanges in terms of trading volume. OKEX does about $5 to $9 billion a day of trading volume. Yeah, they're very liquid, a very big company, and it's an international company. So I was wondering, bakit hindi ko pa ito narinig before? And then I realized, kasi their focus primarily was in the bigger first world countries. They're big in China, they're big in Asia, and now they decided to take a look at the Philippines and say, parang maganda tong market na to, and there's a lot of people that can benefit from having our exchange be available for the Filipino market. And that's why now palang is we're trying to get the word out there about what OKEX is. And honestly, when you have a big international exchange like OKEX come in, the beauty is hindi siya maliit na company na pwedeng magsara at any time. So with OKEX and a big exchange like ours, there are no glitches. It's a robust system that it won't even halt trading or suspend withdrawals if there's problems. It just moves. It's a very big, powerful exchange that really supports all the cryptocurrency. We have about 400 cryptocurrency pairs being traded on OKEX. That's how big it is.
For the sake of our listeners, I know some people, they just know about Bitcoin and it's a cryptocurrency, but they're not really familiar with the ecosystem of a cryptocurrency. So, for example, you say that OKEX is a crypto exchange. What I will initially compare it with is the Philippine Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I want to buy Jollibee shares, I will open an account with a stockbroker, and then the stockbroker will be the one who will transact for me in the Philippine Stock Exchange to buy and sell those shares. And then if I want to get those Jollibee shares, as in your stock certificates, I'll just tell the stockbroker to give me the certificate and unload it. So I now have my stock certificate and I can bring it to other stockbrokers if I want to sell it, or I can just give it to my children, or ipapamana ko na lang siya, no?
Yeah.
So given that situation, pagdating sa cryptocurrencies, I can imagine that, for example, Bitcoin is like the Jollibee stocks. And if I want to buy it, do I need to open an account with like a crypto broker? Kasi ang OKEX is a crypto exchange.
Yep.
So how does it work pagdating sa cryptocurrency ecosystem? Paano naman yung, ano yung similarities niya and ano yung differences? And idagdag ko na rin, siguro you can also talk about yung mga crypto wallet, kasi may mga ganyan din tayong naririnig, no? So siguro, let's clarify, ano ba yung setup niya?
Okay, I love the question. So first of all, ano, at the cryptocurrency exchange, wala na itong mga parang you need to talk to a broker that will put together everything for you, and then wala na tong mga certificates or anything like that, because the beauty of cryptocurrency is that you don't need a certificate to prove you own, let's say, a Bitcoin and an Ethereum, because it is verifiable on the blockchain. The blockchain that's verified and validated by thousands of miners and thousands of validators are the ones saying, and it's an open source too, so everyone can look at it online and say that, yeah, you own that cryptocurrency, you own that Bitcoin or that Ethereum. So that's the difference. Yung old system ng PSE or any of the stock exchanges, that's what I call an analog system. That was like the cassette tape system. Now we're in the digital world where everything moves faster and everything is automated. The whole exchange online functions without the need for brokers or anything because it's all done with an automated market maker. Ano siya, para siyang bot na nag-create ng mga trade and order books and everything. Siya na yung nagmamanage ng lahat. So that's the one of the main differences. Now, the cryptocurrency exchange compared to a wallet just holds your cryptocurrency. That's all it does. It holds it. A cryptocurrency exchange is where you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies. So there's a very big difference in function of a wallet versus an exchange. If you want to just hold your crypto and you don't want to be trading with a lot of pairs, a lot of crypto, other cryptocurrencies, put it in a wallet. But if you want to invest and trade in cryptocurrency, go on the exchange where you have a lot of options and a lot of things you can buy, or like you would say before, it would be stocks, now it's crypto. You'd have a lot of options where you can buy. So that's one of the main differences. Now, yung mga crypto wallet pala, no, I want to add, the real crypto wallets are they're decentralized wallets. Now, for people that are playing Axie Infinity, for example, ano, they have to go to a decentralized wallet or a crypto wallet, a true crypto wallet. A true crypto wallet, ikaw lang yung may hawak ng keys ng wallet na yon. Nobody else. So you have full control of it. And when you access websites on the decentralized world, you have to use that wallet. Yan yung ginagamit mo pang login mo. And the keys, the password that's with you, it's not sent to a server. So it's completely secure and safe. And that's why that wallet, you have to make sure you keep that password and keep the key phrases. In case the recovery phrase, you have to keep it safe because of that reason. But it's a very secure system compared to the current centralized world we live in.
Siguro, just to clarify, pagdating sa Philippine Stock Exchange, yung stockbroker mo ang nag-a-act in your behalf. But right, sa crypto, if you have an account with a crypto exchange like OKEX, talagang direct yung transaction. Nagpa-facilitate lang yung exchange para magkakilala tayo. For example, I want to buy Bitcoin and you have Bitcoin that you want to sell. Instead of us communicating sa Facebook or texting or meeting up, we meet up, quote-unquote, sa loob ng platform ninyo na OKEX, and then that's where we do the transaction.
I love how you explained it. Yeah, love it. That's a great way to explain it. Yes.
Tapos, of course, if I have an OKEX account, I have an account balance there, and the money is in the exchange. But if I want to really take out the money and hold it, I will need a crypto wallet. So doon ko siya, parang sa Philippine Stock Exchange or sa stockbroker, i-unload ko yung shares ko kasi gusto kong mahawakan yung pinaka-certificate ko. And yeah, I understand there are two types of wallet, di ba? Merong cold wallet tsaka hot wallet. Siguro you can explain what's the difference?
Okay. So a cold wallet is parang ano siya, a USB. I wish I had one. I used to have one, a USB, like a ledger. And you plug it onto your computer and then your crypto goes into the wallet. And then when you unplug it, it's out of the system. It's out of the network. So when it's out of the network, hindi yan, obviously hindi yan ma-hack kasi it's out of the network completely. That's a cold wallet. The hot wallet naman is something where it's like a software wallet. It's an extension on your browser. Like some of the wallets that are hot wallets would be like a MetaMask, Trust. Those are the two that I use. And there are very different functions between a cold wallet and a hot wallet. A wallet that's online is meant so you can transact using your wallet, and you can invest your money using that wallet on the decentralized finance world. But gold wallet, you're literally pulling it out of the system and you're not earning from it. So the money is like literally under your mattress. Parang ganun siya. Ako, I prefer the hot wallets or the crypto wallets that I can earn from it. So I earn from it using various investment products that are out in the decentralized world. Ang dami niya. And the beauty of crypto compared to the traditional financial world is the returns you get in a bank right now. For example, diba, most of us have our money in the bank. And then they charge us what, 12 pesos to check our balance, and then 25 pesos to transfer money with our own money. And yet they're making a killing out of it, right? How much interest do they give you?
Right now, 0.5%.
Right. Ridiculous, right? Per year, right?
Yes.
So in crypto, you have it in your wallet. So you have possession of your crypto. And then when you invest it in yield farms, for example, medyo complicated na itong mga terms na may mention ko, pero isipin mo na lang, yield farms are like the new banks where you can earn. One of my cryptos earns me 15% to 20%. The other one earns me 200%. I have one that earns me 400%. The other one earns me 100%. And with the hot wallet, the ones like the MetaMask, the Trust, that's what you can use to access those yield farms, those protocols, that the projects where they invest your money for you.
For those na talagang nagsisimula pa lang sa cryptocurrency, siguro inisip nila, bakit kailangan ng crypto exchange? No? Of course, there are already a lot of coins and cryptocurrencies. Malamang ang nababasa lang nila or naririnig nila ay yung Bitcoin and Ethereum. But my question is, ilan na ba lahat ang crypto and coins ngayon? And why are there so many? Who's making them, and why are they making them?
Right. So, first of all, there are right now several thousand, about 10,000 crypto apps out there right now. And the people making them are all the developers that are creating different apps for different purposes. Kasi the beauty of a cryptocurrency, actually for me, a cryptocurrency feels like a misnomer, eh? Because this is not just about currency. Eh? This is about changing the way we do things. Basic example is finance. That's the first one that they tackled. Our exchange is centralized. But I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there are decentralized exchanges out there right now. The decentralized exchanges are on the Ethereum network. Etong exchange na to, no? It's run completely automated. It's called Uniswap. That's one already. And that exchange does all the functions of a regular exchange offline, like a PSE or even a OKEX, but it's completely automated. And you're holding on to your cryptocurrency via your wallet. So that's how you access the exchange. And then whoever's buying it from you is also accessing it using their wallet. So it's really a one-to-one transaction on this massive exchange. They do about $1 to $2 billion a day in trade. Mm-hmm. Imagine this, an exchange that is completely automated, decentralized, and they're doing that much trade. So that's just one of the many functions or apps that's created on the decentralized world. The other apps that are being built right now is logistics apps. Imagine mo right now yung problema natin logistically in the world, di ba? Yung shipping from ang daming problema, and then daming corruption, di ba? Ang daming lagay. Mm-hmm. You don't even know the quality of the product, where it came from and everything. Now imagine if you placed it on the blockchain, where everything is verified from point of origin to point of destination. And you know exactly what taxes are to be paid, what fees are to be paid, and who gets paid what, without the need for an intermediary. And that's what cryptocurrency does. It takes away the intermediary from the overall picture. Kasi right now, everything is with intermediaries, banks, lawyers, accountants, brokers, shippers. With cryptocurrency, you take all the middleman out. Another example, land titles. Mm-hmm. Especially in the Philippines, you can fake a land title. Diba? Actually, you can take a lot of things here. You can take your driver's license, your identity. You can take a graduate diploma, diba? With cryptocurrency, imagine if it's on the blockchain as an NFT. That land title is unique. And it represents an actual piece of land that's verified all over the world. It's not corruptible. You cannot revise it. You cannot duplicate it. You cannot counterfeit it. And everyone can look at that NFT and say, yes, that NFT represents that property in San Juan or in Mandaluyong or wherever it may be. And that's the beauty of it. And even any government official cannot change that fact that land has this title that you're holding on to. And that's another thing that cryptocurrency is doing. So those are just one of many thousands of functions. Voting. Imagine if all our identities were connected to an NFT and every one of our votes is uniquely voted as one. So you cannot have vote corruption or dagdag bawas anymore. Mm-mm. That's the beauty of cryptocurrency. This thing is beyond currency. That's why I'm saying it's cryptocurrency is a misnomer, because it changes everything we do in our life. And it's happening right now. A lot of these apps that I'm talking about, majority of them are already done and they're about to be rolled out into the mainstream system.
It's important for our listeners to understand that when we say crypto, we're also talking about the technology, the blockchain technology. And as you mentioned, marami kasing application yung blockchain technology. And that's the reason why there are so many cryptos out there, maraming coins, hindi lang Bitcoin and Ethereum. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of coins that are being used for different purposes, no? Of course, isa sa mga very popular ngayon ay yung Axie Infinity, which is basically na nag-ride sa Ethereum architecture. Pero, di ba, yung Axie Infinity, they already have their own coins, di ba, yung AXS at saka yung SLP. So, ang na-observe ko dyan, yung Axie Infinity, it has really popularized yung crypto among gamers. May mga kilala kong mga gamers, walang pakialam sa crypto ngayon. Iniwanan na yung mga Mobile Legends sila. Nag-Axie Infinity na rin ngayon eh, di ba? So, that's a sign na there is really a useful application, I would say, nung blockchain technology. And siguro, mga early adopters lang din talaga yung mga gamers. They're really open to this. But as you've mentioned, pwede pa rin talaga siyang gamitin sa logistics and of course sa finance, and there are already other applications. Pero sa tingin mo, in the immediate future, what's out there for cryptocurrencies in general? Kasi as I read news about it, there are still people on the other side na that's useless, wala siyang intrinsic value, hype lang siya, or it's just a trend. So, in your opinion, what's the future that you see for cryptocurrencies in general? What will happen if governments and traditional financial institutions start to put regulations and restrictions in it?
Yeah. So, by putting regulations and restrictions, actually, that makes a sphere safer for everyone din naman. So, that's okay. And it actually legitimizes that cryptocurrency is now, that the government has to play with cryptocurrency, not the other way around. Because government knows that if you do not adjust to this new technology, you will get left behind. And they are talking about how they're going to now adopt cryptocurrency as part of the new revolution, the game-changing revolution. So where do I see crypto? Let's look at it from an investment perspective. Right now, crypto, the whole space is probably about just under $2 trillion. Let's look at Ethereum alone. I'll give people an idea of where this is going. Do you know how much the market cap of Facebook is right now? Do you have an idea?
No, I have no idea. Okay.
It's about 1.4 trillion, I think, if I remember correctly. Amazon's about 2 trillion. Google is about 2 trillion. Okay. Those three alone, you're looking at about $6 trillion value of three companies. Those platforms are all on the internet, diba? Google, Amazon, Facebook. They're on this platform called the internet. If they're combined worth $6 trillion and then add all the other websites and everything else, including YouTube, all of that, add all of that up, how much do you think the internet is worth right now? So let's say that the whole internet, with all of the functions happening all around it, including all the apps that we're using, is worth what? 100 trillion? Fair? Fair enough? 100 trillion? Okay. Well, Ethereum is the new internet. That's why they call it Web 3.0. Because everything we're doing on the internet is now going to be moving to the blockchain because it's safer. And when that happens, what do you think the value of Ethereum will be? It's only about 400 billion right now. Imagine what happens when all the apps are starting to now, the value starts to go up. Ethereum goes up in value. I wouldn't be surprised if Ethereum is going to be worth at least $10 trillion from where it's at today. So that's, what is that? A 20x return on your money.
I am actually with you on that, na talagang you cannot ignore cryptocurrencies anymore.
Yeah.
the earlier that you learn about it, the better. Para sa akin, the minimum that you can do is to educate yourself. And of course, one of the best ways that you can educate yourself is to put a little skin in the game, probably open an account with OKEX and try to see how do these things work. So that if you see an opportunity, then you are already informed on how everything works. Let's go back to our listeners who are probably interested with, sige, let's explore itong cryptocurrencies. I have some money that I can put in so that I can try it out. What advice can you give to people who already know the basics of crypto but are looking to now expand their knowledge about it and possibly make this as something, a regular part of their trading and investing portfolio?
Okay, so right now, before what we would tell people that want to invest in cryptocurrency is parang invest probably 10% of your portfolios. Others have before we're saying 1%. Invested in cryptocurrency kasi that 1%, or in this case, I would say 10% of your portfolio. If you invested in crypto, imagine if you lose the 10%, completely lose it, you only lost 10% of your, 90% ka ba, that's earning you. So you're not going to lose that much. But what if that 10% can go up 10x or 100x? Then it takes over your entire portfolio. That 10% actually takes over beyond the current value of your portfolio. So I would recommend safely you can put about 10% of your portfolio into cryptocurrency. And it depends on your appetite. I wouldn't recommend that for you to put money that you need within a month or 2 months. This is a long play. This is not a trade. This is something you put here, leave for at least 5 years. I always say, think about how much you can afford to leave into an investment for 5 years. That's what you should put into cryptocurrency. This is like buying real estate. This is like buying land in Forbes Park before it became Forbes Park. You know, when it's still young, it's still new. I really have a good story, Fitz, actually, of this girl who I met who bought Ethereum when in 2016.
Wow.
And she didn't understand it. But she understood that there's a new technology and it made sense. That's all. Her first paycheck, 50,000 pesos. Huh? So she goes, she lived in the States that time, eh? Hindi na yan sa Pilipinas, eh. She goes, should I buy an iPhone with my 50,000? Or should I put it in Ethereum? She puts it in Ethereum, forgets about it. 2016, yeah. I met her in 2020 and I'm getting into crypto, talking to about crypto to anyone who would listen. And then she goes, parang na hindi ko na Ethereum na yan. So I go, why don't you check? She checks her account. She finds her account, sends me a screenshot. Ito ba yon? I go, that's your Ethereum. She goes, oh, wow. I go, how much is it worth? I go, I hope you're seated because that 50,000 pesos is now worth 2.3 million. Now, that was March 2020. She goes, oh my God, I'm going to sell it now. So I go, don't sell it. She goes, why? It's going to keep going up. Fast forward to March 2021. That 2.3 million, which started at 50,000 by March 2021, is worth 30 million pesos.
Wow.
She's done. Game over.
Already sold.
No. She's staking it. And so she earns, on Ethereum, you can earn about 8%. What's 8% of 30 million? 2.4. a year. Yeah. 200,000 a month.
Passive income. Yeah.
Because of that 150,000, done. That's it. That's the story.
I would say if you're investing for the long term, then yeah, 5 to 10% of your portfolio, I think that's a healthy number. Of course, let's just say that I have a few thousand pesos that I can invest in crypto. So I'll open an account with OKEX and then I'll probably buy siguro 1 or 2 crypto. So what are the top 3 cryptos that I can buy na hindi ko kailangang i-monitor, na you feel confident na siguro after 5 years ay okay pa rin siya, no? So yun na lang, recommendations.
Okay, the recommended list, and the beauty of this recommended list I'm going to give you is that you don't need to understand it. Parang internet, hindi naman talaga naintindihan how it works, but we're all using it, diba? Same with cryptocurrency. These 3 I would recommend for anyone. You can buy it without understanding it, put your money there, and 90% chance this is going to go up. Actually, more. I'm 100% in eh. So, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. Those are the top 3.
And of course, they can all do it over at OKEX. Meron bang minimum amount of money that you need to open an account with OKEX?
Wala. You can put any amount you want. If you can only afford 1,000 pesos, then it's 1,000 pesos. If you can afford 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, it really depends on you.
How do you fund? And what are the ways that I can also withdraw money from OKEX?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked that. Kasi karamihan ng tao hindi nga alam paano lalagay yung pesos gagawing crypto, di ba? You can do it 2 ways. One is you can buy the cryptocurrency on the P2P market, person to person or peer to peer. Doon, de-deposit mo yung pera mo sa bank account nung bibilhan mo. Then ipapadala niya yung crypto sa wallet mo. From the OKEX account yan. All on the exchange, ha? Para safe yan. Kasi kung pinilagay mo yung pera sa bank account niya, kiklik mo bayad na, he has to transfer the crypto from his account to your account. If he doesn't, the exchange will act as the mediator and transfer it on his behalf. So naka-escrow yung crypto, kaya sigurado matatanggap mo yon no matter what. Yon, number one. So that's one way to do it. The other one is we're also partnered with yung mga money exchange. The one we're partnered with is Tivoli Money Exchange, which is located in Trinoma, Glorieta, and Okada. And you can go there and literally bring your cash and say, I want to put this into my OKEX account. And they will take the money and then they'll send you the USDT or the Bitcoin, whichever you want to buy, or Ethereum to your OKEX account. And those are the 2 easy ways to deposit money. To withdraw, it's the exact same thing. All you have to do naman, pag withdraw, ikaw naman yung magbebenta ng crypto mo. So, ipopost mo lang yung ad mo, sabi mo lang, oh, I'm going to sell my USDT. Within less than 30 minutes, may bibili niyan. Everyone's trying to buy crypto. That's how I actually withdraw money on crypto eh. I'll open an ad, I'll say, okay, selling $1,000 worth of USDT. Sino gusto bumili? And then within 30 minutes, an hour, may mag-click buy. And then I get my, and then they'll deposit to my bank account. Ayan na yung pera, nasa bank account ko na. And then I send them the crypto. And the other way is going to Tivoli as well and saying, hi, I want to withdraw my crypto. And then you send it to their wallet and then they'll give you the cash. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. So ano na siya, no? Talagang direct transaction. When you say P2P, it's person to person. So nasanay kasi tayo na laging may middleman eh, when we do all these transactions. So, please tell us, where can my listeners find you and how can they contact you if they have more questions?
Yeah, so you can actually reach me on my social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. It is letter I, letter M, Chris Tan. Okay. Tapos, that's also my Telegram handle. So I am Kristan, letter I, letter M, Kristan. And also you can look for my YouTube channel. It's Kristan is here. So youtube.com/Kristan is here. Or you can type Bitcoin Buddy and you will find me. And I post a lot of videos on cryptocurrency talking about all the things about crypto that we brushed up today and more. So yun ang YouTube ko. On Facebook, you can find me there as well. I'm sure if you type Kristan or Coach Kristan, you'll be able to find me on Facebook as well.
Any final or parting words sa mga listeners natin before we say goodbye?
The last word I want to say to everyone is crypto is the new revolution. It is a game changer. And if you are not part of it now, you're going to miss this new revolution. Para tayong nasa panahon ng 1990s, nung nag-umpisa yung internet. And may pagkakataon tayo ngayon to be able to be part of this new growth, this new industry, and actually make life-changing gains from. Take advantage of this. Sayang to. This is once in a generation. This is our time.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Salamat din kay Chris for joining me and of course, OKEX for sponsoring this episode. Go ahead and visit bit.ly/openOKEX to open a free account today or just click the link in the description. Also, kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.